The program for Monday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. It really is our pleasure and privilege to have you follow us as we try to bring some great truth from God's Word. Yes, Truth for the Day. It is our purpose to bring some truth to challenge your mind, each of our minds, about God, about His Word, about our relation to Him and our relationships to one another, that we might live the good life. Truth for the Day. That's what this program's all about. All right, with that in mind then, let's turn to God's Word now and read some scripture to challenge our minds and our thoughts on this Monday morning. I turn to Matthew chapter 26 and begin reading here with verse 26. Please follow me. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here, and watch with me. And he went a little farther, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Yes, in this scripture, we find the Lord Jesus earnestly praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. His life on earth was fast drawing to a close. His hour had come. The Lord Jesus was much used to praying, but that night he prayed a lot. Among the different prayers that the Lord prayed that night, we find John chapter 17, a great and long prayer. It began in words like this, says, Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. This hour had been a terrible weight upon the mind of Jesus from the very beginning. He had lived his life under the shadow of the cross. His first miracle was performed in Cana of Galilee after he had said to his assertive mother there in John 2:4, Mine hour is not yet come. Likewise, his unbelieving brothers prodded Jesus, trying to get him to go to Jerusalem and prematurely present himself. But Jesus replied there in John chapter 7, My time is not yet come. Many other times, under various circumstances, Jesus had spoken of this hour. Now it had come. It was upon him. He faced the awful and the dreadful prospects of the old rugged cross. The prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane was a heart-rending, agonizing experience for Jesus, and likewise for us who read of it. Since their withdrawal or their seclusion to the north in Caesarea Philippi, Jesus had tried to condition his disciples, getting them ready for this fateful night. The same disciples who had been privileged to witness the transfiguration there up in the north slept during the ordeal of the garden experience in Jerusalem. As Jesus penetrated more deeply into the garden, and yes, into his sorrows, he left the three disciples supposedly stationed to watch for him. But we read there in the 26th chapter of Matthew, verse 39, And he went a little farther, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. That's Matthew 26, verse 39. Oh, beloved, today, any way that we choose to look at it, this matter of going a little further characterized the whole life of Jesus Christ. And it likewise should characterize the lives of people who profess to be Christians. Yes, Jesus went a little farther any way you choose to look at it. And using this theme of, and he went a little farther, we want to try to bring out several lessons on this subject this week, and that we might go a little farther too. Thank you for listening today.